All right, good morning, everyone. We will go ahead and get started with today's media availabilities here at Michigan International Speedway. We are now joined by the Grand Marshal for today's Firekeepers Casino 400, Detroit Lions Safety, Kirby Joseph. Kirby, I'm going to open up with a couple questions, and then we'll get it kicking to the media. So what's the excitement level like here at the track today for you, and how much have you practiced saying the most famous words in motorsports?
It's a 10 for me. You know, I'm always grateful to be out here. I feel like it's a blessing to be out here. So I just want to thank God for allowing me, giving me the opportunity to be out here with y'all today. I practice a little bit. I ain't going to practice right now, but I definitely did practice a little bit.
Maybe some of your own personal flair in the command today?
Yeah.
So we'll shift to the NFL season here coming up. You guys are coming off a 15-2 season. What makes this group of players that you get to work with click so well, and how motivated are you guys to propel the Lions to a Super Bowl this season?
I feel like we always super motivated, you know what I'm saying, to get that Super Bowl ring, get that championship. I feel like a couple things I noticed is that, man, we all got, you know, different attributes, you know what I'm saying, to our game, especially in that DB room, man. I got one of my brothers here with me today, Khalil. But I just feel like we all got special like attributes within ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And me seeing that going into my fourth year, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, put it all together, man, and just ball out with my brothers.
We love it. All right, we'll open it up to the media. If you guys have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. Let's start with Zach here in the front.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Kirby, you went for a ride around the racetrack earlier, that Corvette. What was that like?
Yeah, that thing go fast, man. That go fast. Honestly, man, it was just amazing. That was my first time on the track for real, so I could really, like, feel the pull when she was driving the vet. So, like, that was amazing.
Let's go to Roy.
Yeah, Kirby, coming off your all-pro season, your off-season workouts that you started here recently, you have a new defensive coordinator. How's the team looking so far?
Hey, team looking good, man. I feel like we a young team, you know what I'm saying? But we got some guys on there, like including myself. I feel like it's up to me just to, you know what I'm saying, group the younger guys together, you know what I'm saying, and get them to understand the mentality and the goal this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, we done been to the playoffs. We done been to the NFC Championship, man. Now we got to put it all together and understand that it's the little things that matter, man. So when we in OTAs, when we in training camp, man, we got to make sure we run into the ball, making sure we doing our job and flying around making plays.
We'll go over to Chris.
Chris9Catchments.com. Kirby, just wondering, the fan base for the Detroit Lions is huge right here. Over.
Oh, yo, I was looking for you, bro. My fault, bro.
It's all right. The motorsports fan base is huge and very supportive, and the Detroit Lions fan base is no different. Can you talk about what it means to play in front of those players, and then what do you know about racing in general?
Say it one more time, bro.
The fan base in motorsports is very passionate and very involved. The Detroit Lions fan base is very passionate and very vocal. Can you talk about what it's like to play for, especially at the home games? You know, the stadium is so loud and some of the loudest stadiums in the NFL network.
One thing I love about One Pride is that you can feel and sense the love and support, you know what I'm saying, that they have for the team. Like, everywhere I go, whether it's all through Michigan, man, I see a Lions shirt, a Lions jersey. My man right here got the Lions jersey, Lions shirt on, right? You know what I'm saying? So that just makes me smile. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, in the past, you know, the Lions, we haven't had the best, you know, record or the best team. But, you know, the fans stuck with us, you know what I'm saying, through it all. So just seeing it now, you know what I'm saying, now we in the playoffs, you know what I'm saying, now we in the NFC Championship games and stuff like that. I just feel like that's big, not only for us, but for the city. You know, and I love playing at Ford Field, man. Just hearing the stadium rocking and stuff like that, man. Coming out of the tunnel, seeing the fans, seeing the smoke, the glare. Like, it's just an amazing feeling just being out there. The chanting, man, it's just amazing. Like, everywhere I go, I hear, like, Derek, go, Derek, go. Like, it's always amazing just to hear that, you know what I'm saying? Just loving for my teammates and stuff like that. So.
Is this your first NASCAR race?
Yeah, this is my first NASCAR race.
Come back?
Yeah, I'll pull up. Yeah. Hey, but y'all got to let me drop my car on the track, though. Okay. I'm trying to slide my wheel.
We'll go over here to Mike.
Kirby, first of all, what is your car at home? And if you gone as fast as you went on the track today?
Which one are you talking about? Let me stop. No, 100 pounds. No, I'm trying to Durango. Durango SRT. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like the vet, though.
We'll go to Taylor.
Taylor DeSormo with MLive.com. Which of your teammates do you think would make for the best driver, and which one don't you want to see behind the wheel?
Dang, bro, why you going to make me put people on the spot like that, man? I'll tell you this. For sure, I'll be behind the wheel, if anything. You know what I'm saying? If we got to get out of jam or something, I'm your boy, you know? Who I don't want behind the wheel? Hey, you know what I'm saying? I feel like all my people's got the, you know what I'm saying, the wheel. So, yeah, they got it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Can't even do that, dog.
We'll go in the back over there.
Hey, he's saying the bat right there. Yeah. Bat. Oh, I thought, oh, okay. Oh, go ahead, bro.
Khalil, Jeremy Bryan from Woodward Sports. Other former Lions players have been Grand Marshals, Dan, Aleem, Panay before at the Grand Prix. Have they given you any advice for today or this weekend?
No, they ain't tell me nothing. I just pulled up, man. I'm finna go out here, man, and just be excited. You know what I'm saying? I just thank for the opportunity to be out here, man. So I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, just come out here and just experience it for myself for the first time. You know, I seen the videos, though. You know, Aleem pretty funny. So just seeing those guys out here, you know, it gave me the confidence to come out here today.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dusty with Total Apex Media. Can you talk about how Dan Campbell is getting the offense ready with the new offensive coordinator? Obviously, Ben Johnson did a phenomenal job, but what is the mindset and what is it like working with Dan Campbell as the head coach?
I feel like it's you know, it's a blessed opportunity. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't have a coach like Dan Campbell. You know, I feel like when people say that he's a player's coach, He honestly is a player's coach, not only because he was a former player, but he understands the grind. He understands the sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, that people have to go through day in and day out. You know, we're not only football players, but, you know, outside of this, you know what I'm saying, we're human beings, and, you know what I'm saying, he understands that. I feel like he does a great job prepping guys, too. Like, for example, myself, I remember I came in here, man. I came in third round. I got drafted third round, pick 97. You know what I'm saying? He blessed me with the opportunity to be with AG, you know what I'm saying? And me and AG got tight, you know what I'm saying? Coach, and he was able to coach me up. I feel like now he has the rookie. We all know that Frank retired, so now he has a rookie center. So, like, he's going to take his time and shape and mold him and just understand that, we're a family here, and, you know what I'm saying, this is the culture. And one thing about us is just that, man, we excel at what we're supposed to do and just, you know what I'm saying, getting better at our jobs just day in and day out. So I feel like that's just what he teaches us.
Kirby, I'll jump in with one here. What's been the favorite moment of your career so far?
Playing at Lambeau. I feel like, man, one thing people don't know too much about me, man, me being a little kid, man, Green Bay was my favorite team, man. So every time I get to go to Lambeau Field, man, and just do what I do to them, man. Every year, man, it's just amazing, man. I feel like, man, I got my first ever pick six, you know, going against the Packers at Green Bay Lambeau Field. So I just feel like that's just an amazing feeling every time I go back there.
Awesome. Do we have any final questions for Kirby? All right, Kirby, well, we thank you for spending some time with us here today, and we hope you have a great time this afternoon, and we're looking forward to the command.
Bad. Hey, I just want to say go Lions, man.